בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי אגיד תהילה שכה. We've been discussing one of the six constant mitzvahs, the mitzvah to love Hashem, which on the one hand is such an important fundamental mitzvah, whilst at the same time can be so difficult, because Hashem is not something tangible, not something we can see nor hear. And therefore, how does one bring oneself to this place of being able to truly love Hashem? We mentioned the Rambam who says that by noticing Hashem's creations and admiring them, that is one conduit that brings feelings of love towards Hashem. We also mentioned that when one views life through the correct perspective, that everything that I receive is actually a gift from Hashem, nothing that He owes me. Then when I take note of all the tremendous gifts that He's constantly blessing me with, that will automatically bring me to a tremendous love of Hashem. The verse states that at a certain point in history of the Jewish people, they became well-to-do and thereafter kicked back at Hashem. The natural tendency of a poor person is to appreciate everything they receive because they have nothing, and what you give them is so appreciated because they are so much in need of it. Whereas sometimes someone who is very well off and doesn't necessarily need anything may have a harder time to appreciate a gift that is given to them because they don't really need that gift. And as this verse points out, when the Jewish people became overly well-to-do and spoiled, they kicked back at Hashem and did not take Him as seriously. The Zohar states that if we were to realize just how much Hashem loves us, we would run so fast with the passion of a lion towards Hashem because of the strong burning love we would have back. Hashem just wants to shower all the blessings in the world upon us. Hashem loves us more than we can even begin to imagine. But at the same time, much of the time when Hashem gives us too much, that can lead us, God forbid, to becoming spoiled and kicking back at Hashem, which would be so bad for us in the bigger picture. Because now, instead of being able to reciprocate our love back and build a close relationship with Hashem, one gets accustomed to not needing anything and therefore not appreciating anything, finding it much harder to love Hashem. Hashem wants to give to us, and as the verse states, when we experience pain, He experiences that pain together with us. And in fact, the commentaries explain that when we experience pain, the Shechina experiences much more pain from the fact that we're experiencing pain than the pain that we ourselves are experiencing. Hashem just wants to give us unlimited gifts, but if He sees that it will be bad for us because we will begin to kick back and stop appreciating and ruin our relationship, then He sees that in the bigger picture it is better not to give to us. It would be wise to make every effort that we can to try to appreciate everything that Hashem gives us, from the smallest to the biggest things, thereby building our love with Hashem, whatever we are experiencing, whilst at the same time giving Hashem reason to give us more. Because ultimately Hashem just wants to give us. But if it will be detrimental to us, then it is better that He doesn't give us. Thank you, Hashem, for loving me so much and for giving me so many gifts. I love you. Hashem, I want you to know that even though I am limited by my human limitations, and sometimes it's hard for me to express this with absolute sincerity, but just know that the true feeling inside me is, Hashem, I love you.